Part 1. The Facts. Chapter 1. An Important Passenger on the Taurus Express. It was 5 o'clock on a cold winter morning in Syria. At the platform in Aleppo, a train called the Taurus Express was waiting to leave. It had a kitchen and dining car, a sleeping car, and 2 other passenger coaches. By the steps of the sleeping car stood a young French lieutenant in his uniform. He was talking to a small man wrapped up in a heavy coat and scarf. Only the man's pink nose and large, curled mustache were visible. His name was Monsieur Hercules Poirot. It was very cold, but Lieutenant Dubosc did his duty. He spoke politely in French, even though he didn't really understand the situation. There had been rumors. His general had been in a bad mood, but after this Belgian man arrived from England, things changed. A high officer committed suicide, another one resigned, and the general suddenly looked younger and more relaxed. Poirot had clearly helped solve a serious problem.
Dubosc had heard part of a conversation. The general said emotionally, "You have saved us, my dear friend. You have saved the honor of the French army."
Poirot answered kindly, reminding the general that he had once saved Poirot's life. Now Lieutenant Dubosc was saying goodbye to Poirot at the train. "Today is Sunday," he said. "Tomorrow evening you will be in Stamboul."
"Yes," said Poirot.
"It's a city I've never visited. I will stay there a few days, like a tourist."
"La Saint-Sophie is very beautiful," said Dubosc, although he had never seen it himself. A cold wind blew across the platform. Both men shivered. The lieutenant looked at his watch. Only 5 minutes to 5.
"Not many people travel at this time of year," he said, looking up at the windows of the sleeping car.
"That's true," Poirot agreed.
"Let's hope the train doesn't get stuck in the snow."
"Does that happen?"
"Yes, not this year, but it has happened before."
"Let's hope the weather stays clear," said Poirot.
Above them, in one of the compartments, a curtain moved. A young woman looked out. Her name was Mary Debenham. She had been traveling from Baghdad and hadn't slept well for several nights. She was tired of the heat inside the train and opened her window a little, but it wouldn't go far. She looked down and saw the 2 men. One of them, the short man with the huge mustaches, looked funny to her. She smiled. He looked like someone you couldn't take seriously. The conductor came and told Poirot it was time to get on the train. Poirot climbed aboard, and the train started moving.
"Finally," said Poirot.
The conductor showed him his sleeping compartment and arranged his bags. Poirot gave him a tip and then asked for a small bottle of Perrier water. It was still dark outside, and Poirot, tired from his previous work, soon fell asleep. When he woke up, it was 9:30. He went to the restaurant car to get some coffee.
There was only one other person in the car, the same Englishwoman. She was tall and dark, around 28 years old, and looked very calm and confident. She wore a thin, dark dress that was good for the warm train. Poirot watched her secretly. She looked like a woman who could take care of herself. He liked her intelligent face and pale skin, but she seemed a little too serious to be what he called a pretty woman. Then another passenger entered. He was a tall man, about 40 or 50 years old, with slightly gray hair. Poirot thought, "The colonel from India." He greeted the woman. "Good morning, Miss Debenham."
"Good morning, Colonel Arbuthnot."
He asked if he could sit with her. She said yes. They ate in silence, not saying much, like typical English people. Poirot guessed the colonel looked at him and thought, "Just some foreigner." At lunchtime, they sat together again and talked more. The colonel spoke about India and asked her about Baghdad.
She said she had worked there as a governess. They found they had some friends in common, and that made them more relaxed. The colonel asked, "Are you stopping in Stamboul?"
"No, I'm going straight to England. I visited Stamboul 2 years ago."
"I'm glad you're going straight on. So am I." He looked a bit shy. Poirot smiled to himself.
He likes her, he thought.
Train journeys can be like sea voyages. People become close quickly. Later, they stood together in the corridor, looking at the mountains. Mary suddenly sighed and said,
"It's so beautiful. I wish...
"Yes?" the colonel asked.
"I wish I could enjoy it." I wish to God you were out of all this, he said seriously.
Not now. When it's over, when it's behind us, then...
Poirot turned away politely. He was surprised. The calm, controlled woman suddenly sounded very emotional. That night, they arrived at the town of Konya around 11:30. The English passengers walked up and down the snowy platform.
Poirot stayed inside, watching through the window. But then he decided to get some air. He dressed carefully and stepped outside. He walked along the platform and past the engine. Then he heard voices. In the shadow, he saw the two English passengers.
Mary, said the colonel.
Not now,
she replied quickly. When it's over, then.
Poirot walked away. Interesting, he thought.
The next day, the two travelers didn't talk much. Poirot thought Mary looked worried. Her eyes had dark circles under them. In the afternoon, the train suddenly stopped. Passengers looked out the windows. A group of men was standing near the dining car. Poirot leaned out and asked the conductor what was going on. Mary Debenham was behind him.
What's the matter?
She asked quickly in French.
Nothing serious, said the conductor. Something under the dining car caught fire. It's already out. They're fixing it.
She didn't seem scared, but very worried.
The time, she said. We'll be late.
We might be, said Poirot.
We mustn't be. The train must arrive at 6:55. I need to catch the Simplon Orient Express at 9.
Poirot looked at her closely. Her hands were shaking. Her lips were trembling.
Is it very important for you to catch that train? He asked.
Yes, very important.
She turned and left to find the colonel. In the end, there was no problem. The train moved again 10 minutes later and arrived almost on time. Poirot crossed the Bosphorus by boat. The sea was rough, and he felt sick. He didn't see Miss Debenham or the colonel again that day. When they arrived in Stamboul, Poirot went straight to the Tocatlian Hotel.